Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Take 20 with Maddie and Kenzie Ziegler, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey guys, it's Maddie
and Kenzie, and this is Take 20.
So today we're going to be talking about something that's super special and important in our lives, which is relationships. I feel like there's many forms of relationships and I feel like we can dive into it. But this is something that we've been like navigating for a minute now. Mm-hmm. And whether that be with a significant other or a sister relationship or a friendship or your mom or dad, like, I don't know. I feel like we just like we always bring this up in our topics of conversation. So, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, you're the one person that I go to for relationship advice. Even though, like, even if you haven't experienced it, I just feel like you give the best advice for everything.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like...
Well, I never talked to you about really anything other than getting advice from you.
Which is so weird because even though I'm older, I feel like Kenzie gives extremely good advice, or she's a good, like, comfort buddy. Like, I can open up to you and you know what to do. And you're so straightforward that you kind of just, like, tell me how it is. You know, you don't sugarcoat anything. It's just... very like straightforward, ready, like just flat out just how you're feeling. And I feel like that's extremely important to have in each other so we can really, you know, let go or feel confident to have a space, safe space to talk.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
100%. Yeah. I mean, I love the relationship that you're in now.
You do?
I do. I hope you get married.
Oh my gosh.
Kenzie. Okay. Well, I don't need, I think about that stuff with you guys, but, yeah, I just feel like...
That's funny you say that because literally today is my 2-year anniversary.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary. Thank you. You did tell me that yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
Well, congrats.
Thank you.
It's actually so crazy. Like, for the longest time, I was like, Maddie's never going to be in a relationship because you were just so focused on, you know, work and everything else. And you were just like, yeah, I don't need anyone in my life.
I feel like you First of all, we're talking like us at the age of like 12 and 13.
Yeah, literally.
So young, we're babies. But you were, Kenzie, you were boy crazy before I was.
I really was.
Like, Kenzie had her eye on people at probably the age of 6. She was ready to go.
But I've had a lot of boyfriends, but I never, I know, but like, I never was like, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with this person. Like, it was more just like, everyone's dating. All my friends are dating. So why not? No.
Oh.
At like 11, 12.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Kenzie bloomed before
Oh my God. Stop.
Yeah, no. I mean, for me personally, because we are so young and like, of course, the mentality for me is just like, I want to be with someone that makes me happy. I want to spend as much time as I can. Like, obviously, why mess it up if there's nothing to mess up, in my opinion? And I just feel like, obviously, we're so young. We have our whole lives ahead of us, but I'm just trying to enjoy every moment I can while it lasts. And you never know what'll happen.
I think what's also what I love about your relationship is that it's not so public to the point where they know, you know, everything about your relationship. And I've made that mistake many times with my past relationships.
Me
and
too.
It completely ruins it. Not completely, but it just, you know, people are trying to make assumptions and people are trying to, you know, hate on your significant other. And it's just a pain because it's just like, I don't understand why these people won't want me to be happy. So
exactly. Well, also you have to deal with the consequences of if something bad happens or if it ends, whether it be good or bad, it's publicized and people feel that we owe them an explanation as to why we broke up. And I totally understand because we're the ones that put it out in the first place. We're like, this is our relationship. We give kind of like an inside to what it is.
Right.
So then the second it's all taken away, everyone's like, wait, I deserve to know. Like, mm-hmm. I was invested in this relationship just as much as you were.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? On a clearly a different level, but.
Right. My relationship now is super public, but not to the point where they know, you know, there's not YouTube videos. There's not everything like my past relationships.
Yeah. But so. Kenzie, like your relationship, like you said, you guys make TikToks together and you post on Instagram together, but it's not like you said you're making a full explained YouTube video just being like, this is everything
which
about
is what
us.
I did.
Yes, and we're young and we're gonna make those mistakes, you know?
But seriously, if you want to make your relationship public, go ahead. We're not telling you it's something wrong, but that's just how we feel.
Yeah, I think that's just like from trial and error, that's just worked so far for us. We're mm-hmm. so young. We have so much to learn. We have not figured it out yet. But obviously now more than ever, we have gotten into a rhythm of what works for us.
Right.
And that could change over time. But yeah. And I think for me, Kenzie, like at first when we started dating, it felt very like we're going to keep this so private. We're not going to tell anyone. And then eventually I was just like, oh, well, we have such a cute photo together. I just want to put this out because it makes me happy.
Right.
You know?
And that's how it should be.
Exactly. Like, you should do what makes you happy. If you like a photo, if you like a video of you two together, post it for you and not for anyone else but your relationship.
And your friends. Like,
yeah.
It's fun to share. Our friends love to see our relationships. How do you feel about my relationship right now?
I will say that right now, I approve of Kenzie's relationship more than I ever have.
Yes.
We love Dakota. He's so nice. I'm so happy for you because you genuinely seem happy in this relationship. And I, as a sister, as a bigger sister, feel so proud to not have to worry about you.
You're going to make me cry.
No.
I'm not doing this right now.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Okay, let me calm down.
Are you on your period?
No, I'm not on my period.
I am. Whoa, this is TMI. I don't know why we're talking about this. Okay, let's just skip. I care about you so much and I just want to protect you. And I feel like you weren't protected in the past in terms of like, you know, I just didn't necessarily love them as people as much. But your boyfriend now is so sweet. He takes such good care of your dog. Mm-hmm. He's so hilarious and weird. And I feel like he's brought out an even weirder side in you. And that makes me happy.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's so important to our overall happiness to be in a happy relationship. Like, because obviously being in a good relationship, that translates into everything in your life. And when you feel confident and comfortable and safe in that relationship, you don't have to
stress about it while you're at work, or you don't have to stress about it while you're with your friends. You know, it's just something that naturally is in the back of your mind and is like, okay, this is great. This is chill. I feel great.
Right. I was super like hesitant to get into another relationship because, you know, I fully got cheated on the internet. And that was super hard because I thought to myself, I'm never going to love anyone again. Like I
don't want to speak for you, but I feel like a part of you felt extremely embarrassed.
I was.
That this had to be one, publicized, but two, you had a bunch of girls reaching out to you saying, hey, like I, you know, got with your boyfriend and I'm sorry to tell you, but it happened. And
right.
It's like a denial thing. You don't want to know that.
No, not
you don't
want
to make that real. You don't want to make that a reality.
Exactly. But I'm past it.
Kenzie's on the other side of it now, and yeah, she's living her like, best life.
If you guys could see my pants right
now. Oh my gosh. I guess like to flip it, like how do you like deal with arguments or what's it called? Like, how do you deal with
like disagreements?
Yeah, disagreements.
Well, what's good about my relationship, like my boyfriend, he is so calm about everything. So when we do get into an argument, we just sit down and talk it out. And, you know, I tell him why I think whatever he's doing wrong. And we just kind of, it's a mutual thing. And then it ends up being fine. We never scream at each other. It's never a full-blown thing because there's just no point. If it's something so silly, because the things that we argue about are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're all dumb. They don't mean anything. And so there's no point in getting into a full-blown argument over it.
Yeah.
So.
For sure. I think for me, and I feel like, Kenzie, you definitely see this just in every, whether it be like my relationship with you or mom or Eddie, is that I bottle all of my feelings
in.
And out of nowhere, one day it just all explodes. Not crazy. Like I never, you know, act out, but I'll have either like just a really bad breakdown one day. And I think while being with Eddie, I've learned to address how I'm feeling in the moment so that there is no like complications or there isn't a miscommunication, because right. that can happen a lot. If he's feeling a certain way in the moment, he just opens up to me and then we address it straight away and get on with our day, and it's right. great. And so I've really tried to implement that into my life because it's helped me so much, and it's extremely important that you're transparent with your partner.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Even with friendships, like I learned to, you know, before I was just ignoring the, you know, the arguments that my friends and I were getting into, or the, you know, I have a strong feeling about something and I don't want to say anything because I'm a people pleaser. Like I have learned now that if, you know, I feel that my friend is ignoring me, or if we're getting into fights over stupid things, I have learned now to address it because I don't want to lose any of my friends.
Yeah. It's when you want to maintain a friendship, it's important to tackle the problem straight away so that there's no, I guess, like outbreaks.
Right.
Whether it be a week later, a month later, 5 months later, because that's extremely possible.
Exactly.
It happens for sure.
Do you think you can meet the one at a young age?
Definitely. I've seen it. Like, I think for us, you know, our example growing up was our parents divorced when I was 6 and Kenzie was 4.
Mm-hmm.
And most of our friends don't really have, or at least for me, a lot of my friends' parents are not together anymore. And I think that's just a very common thing nowadays, is for kids to grow up with divorced parents. And
yeah,
I look at it now. Well, how I used to look at it was like, sorry, I'm straying away, but I promise I'm going to get there in the end.
I understand.
How I looked at it when I was younger is because we went through that and it was extremely hard on us because we couldn't really understand it at the time.
Right.
I was like, I will do everything in my power to make sure that I have one marriage only, which could happen. But I also now I'm realizing like things happen in life, and when I end up being with the one or, you know, get married, it's okay if it doesn't go as planned, if that makes sense.
Right. I definitely think when we were younger, we fantasized about just getting married and just being happy. And it's like, now that we're grown up, we have understood that that's sometimes how it's, yeah, it's not going to be like that.
And it's crazy because we're literally still babies and we have our whole lives ahead of us. We still have
Why are we talking about marriage?
We have forever. We are literally so far away from marriage. But back to the real question, which you asked me, which was, do you think you can meet the one at a young age? I think definitely yes. Like my boyfriend's parents have been together since they were, I want to say, around our age, and they've been married for like, oh, I want to, like, there's over 30 years, and they're in love and it's the cutest thing ever. And I look up to that so much. And it's so nice to see that because Eddie has such a great example of a relationship and how to maintain one and stay in love. And I think it's really beautiful that he had that growing up and now he implements that into our relationship. And yeah, it's just, you can't predict, but I am having the best time with Eddie and I don't want it to end, you know?
Right. Okay. I need to say something really fast though, because this is really funny. When I first, met Eddie, or like Eddie would come over to our house, Maddie and Eddie were best friends. Like they were nothing.
We dated other people.
Yeah. They were like, Maddie would go to him for relationship advice. Like that is so weird. and then like, I don't know, a few months was it? Or like a year, I don't know.
We were friends for over a year.
Yeah, they were friends for a long time. And she was like, she called me one day and was like, I think I like Eddie. And I was like, no. I was like, please, no. Because, you know, when you get so close to like I was getting closer to him as just a big brother figure. And like, it's the same thing if I dated one of my guy friends. Like, that is
I
so
know.
Weird.
It's so weird.
But at first for me, it was like really strange because I was just like, you guys are so alike and I don't know how it's going to work. And
we're extremely different.
Now I see that.
Yeah.
But at the beginning, it was just you two weirdos. Just. But it literally, it makes so much sense. And now I'm like, how are you guys ever friends? You guys are so right? in love with each other. And you guys have always been. I have told you from what?
Day one.
I was like, I know you guys are like each other. And you would deny it.
Well, everyone called it before we did. Like, literally every single one of our friends.
But you knew it. You knew. Don't lie!
Like, no, of course I did. It took me a minute. I think also because when you're in other relationships, like, you wouldn't even think that.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we both kind of ended that, we were like, oh, okay, this is, like, definitely happening. And it's been a thing for... It's been a thought in our brains for a while.
Yeah. So. I'm honestly so glad that, you know, Eddie's in your life because also he's such a great big brother to me.
He's so protective of you, Kenzie.
He's so protective. He gives me the best advice and he always knows when I'm sad and it really freaks me out.
Oh yeah, but he does.
He comes into my room. I don't see him for 2 weeks. He's like, why are you sad? And I'm like, I don't know how you know that, but thank you. But yeah, he's genuinely like my big brother and I love him so much.
That makes me so happy, Kenzie. You don't understand that. Like, I'm so happy that and I think my favorite part is this is the first time, like, actually that me and you can hang out with our boyfriends together as a group, and we have such a good time because
I used to yell at your ex-boyfriends.
I know. Kenzie is sassy and she like was so she had no filter. She, if they were like acting some sort of way, she was like, don't you dare talk to my sister. Though it was great. It was amazing. Like this little girl, this little
11-year-old
just like screaming, just doing her thing. And I have admired you for that so much. And I'm like, I wish I could do that. I feel like one day, whether it doesn't even have to be a relationship, it could be like a friend, anyone. You've also yelled at one of my friends before.
I have. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
When it comes to you,
you can't. Yeah, I know. It's a feeling that we can't explain, but of course, like, any friend or sister out there knows that when you love someone so much, you'll do anything to protect them.
It's definitely a blessing and a curse because sometimes
you can't
because sometimes I literally can't control it and then I end up messing things up. So, but back to the thing. We ramble too much. What were we even talking about? Oh, how
that's
we
a
can
good
hang
question.
Out, how we can hang out with our boyfriends together.
Yeah, it's fun because, like, especially if we're all just being lazy and we want to hang out in your room, they will play video games or they'll go outside and skate or they'll go surfing, and me and you will just play Sims
And hang out
and play with our dogs.
Yeah, yeah. I love Eddie because I can just be so stupid with him and he's just like, he's so funny.
He brings out the weird in
everyone
in the best way possible.
He has made me, I think he's definitely made me cry so many times, like laughing because he's just so funny.
Yeah, he's extremely.
You guys are funny together though.
Yeah,
you guys are so weird.
Kenzie,
that's a good thing.
Kenzie always, I always get confused when you say this is so off topic, but even when you called me and you were like, yeah, me and my friends just like think you're awkward. And I'm like, what? And you're like, no, that's a great thing.
I think how we talked that? About it in the first
we
podcast.
Did. I was just thinking that we talked about it in the first episode.
Okay. But you have to understand.
You're extremely confusing.
Listen, Dylan and I are so weird.
Dylan is her friend, by the way.
My best friend. Dylan and I are so weird together. And when you come and hang out with us, we're all so weird together. But the reason why I call you weird is because this is actually like relationship things. When I would, not with my boyfriend now, but before when I had previous relationships or I would bring a boy over or something, Maddie would just try her best to embarrass me. Like, I kid you not, every single time, even if it was just a guy friend and she thought like, oh, maybe she thinks he's cute, she would come into my room. And I'm not lying. This is... She would come into my room and just blast music and start dancing. Just weird. You know you did that, right?
I can confirm.
Yeah, okay. And it would make me so uncomfortable. It would make the other person so uncomfortable.
Yes, but they loved
and
it.
And that is why I call you awkward, because it's just like, what made you think? You're it's in more, you're sitting in your room and you're like, maybe I should just go dance for them right now.
Well, because I know I only have a short amount of time before I get kicked out. So I'm like, I have to make the most of this situation.
And you just make it so awkward. Yeah. But
also, okay, like back to the whole relationship situation. For me, like, this was the first time getting into my relationship now that there were no games, like, going into it. There was no, like, if he texted me now, I have, like, if he texted me 5 minutes ago, I have to wait 10 minutes to respond, or that's that type of situation. For me, like, this was just full transparency going into it, and that made it so much better. Like, it was very much, I like you, you like me, let's do this. There was no, like, we should kind of, like, stir up the pot at all. Right. So, how do you feel about the game situation, or kind of the beforehand flirting? Like, how do you think it should be done personally, or how, what worked for you?
Well, yeah, I hate the games thing. Like, I don't understand why you have to leave someone on red for like hours to be like, oh yeah, I'm doing this to you for a reason because I like you. It's just like,
it's so confusing.
It makes no sense to me. I leave people on red or delivered because I don't like them. Like, that's what I do. So I'm just like, why? I don't know. It's confusing. But yeah, with Dakota, well, it's true. Like,
I love you, Kenzie.
Well, I'm sorry. But like, with Dakota, I literally just DM'd him and was like, hi.
And how did you DM him?
I said, hey. Well, okay, no. You found him. I know, oh, I know.
I made it happen, people.
Yeah, but...
I'm a matchmaker.
Yeah. But with him, it was just so easy because literally that first day we FaceTimed. The first day we DM'd, we literally FaceTimed.
And then haven't got off FaceTime since. And like, then, literally FaceTimed every day until you met.
Yeah. And so it was never... We were friends at first. Like, it wasn't... Obviously, I was like, I like him, but it was more just me trying to figure out if he liked me or not. Yeah. And then... There was no games. We would talk every day.
Yeah.
And that's how it should be. If
I think I think also it's easy to get caught up in the sense that like the way that relationships work in terms of like, it's literally 2021. Our generation is so ahead and right. So amazing. I feel like we need to stop addressing situations like in a dated way, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to, the way that our parents probably grew up handling relationships is not how we're going to handle them.
Of course.
Like, I think it's so good that we're ahead of it and we just like be transparent. Don't hold back. Just don't like play the games. Don't think that, oh, if he doesn't respond, he's trying to get me to like want him more. Like, why does there have to be that at
makes
all?
That makes me
turned
not,
off.
Yeah, that makes me not want him anymore. But I mean, everyone's different. Some people like the chase, so. I don't know.
If you love the chase, keep chasing. To end this, like, I seriously am extremely happy. Like, this sounds selfish, but I'm happy for both of us. I know that sounds kind of weird, but I'm really happy that we've both gotten into a relationship where we feel happy, safe, comforted, and just like loved.
Right.
And I think we both deserve that. And that way we don't have to worry about each other as much. Like, we can really just trust. Exactly. That our relationships are going good. And yeah. I'm so grateful that you've given me such good advice about my relationship, even though you're younger than me. Mm. And I hope I've given you, something.
You have given me great advice.
Yeah. But.
And you found my boyfriend. So, yeah.
Basically, you're welcome and good night. No, I'm kidding.
Bye.
Good night, America. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I hope you related or enjoyed or. Whatever.
But yeah, we will see you guys or talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Thanks so much for taking 20 with us. If you had fun, please give us 5 stars.
You can follow us on Instagram at Take20Podcast.
Email us at take20@iheartradio.com.
Or you can call us at 844 for Take20.
See you next time.
Bye.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents.
Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.